Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you on this Sunday, Happy Resurrection Day. We are in God's Word together because we believe in its power and in its purpose to conform us to the image of Christ. We have a new memory verse today. It's from John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Our first passage today is John chapter 17, verses 6 through 19. This is where Jesus prays for the disciples. He's asking the Lord to protect them and to sanctify them. I'm going to be reading this week in the New International Reader's Version. So on the Sunday when kids get Bibles, I think that the first graders get this version. Starting in verse 6, Jesus prays for his disciples. I have shown you to the disciples you gave me out of the world. They are yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew for certain that I came from you. They believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world. I am praying for those you have given me, because they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. Glory has come to me because of my disciples. I will not remain in the world any longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them safe by the power of your name. It is the name you gave me. Keep them safe so that they can be one, just as you and I are one. While I was with them, I guarded them. I kept them safe through the name you gave me. None of them has been lost except the one who was headed for ruin. It happened so that Scripture would come true. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world. I say them so that those you gave me can have the same joy I have. I have given them your word. The world has hated them. That's because they are not part of the world any more than I am. I do not pray that you will take them out of the world. I pray that you will keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to it. Use the truth to make them holy. Your word is truth. You sent me into the world. In the same way I have sent them into the world, I make myself holy for them so that they too can be made holy by the truth. I really like the prayer in verse 11 where Jesus prays for the disciples that they might be protected by the name that the Father has given to him. In the power of Jesus, may we be protected. And we're protected so that we may be one, this unity that we share as the people of Christ who have one mind and one heart about the message and proclaiming the message of God to the world. Our second passage is Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. But before we read, I want to remind you a little bit about Luke. Does anyone know what Luke's profession was? Well, we think he was a doctor. In Colossians, Paul refers to Luke as the doctor. In fact, Paul and Luke were companions in the ministry. Luke writes Luke and Acts, and in the book of Acts, you see that oftentimes he'll say we, and so he means himself, Luke, and Paul, and other disciples who were going on the missionary journeys. From the outset, we know that the book of Luke is written to Theophilus. And the word Theophilus means lover of God. So this could be a real person, or it could be symbolic, standing for all believers. Luke is a historian, and he wants to carefully write down everything that he eyewitnessed and checked facts about, and he wants to give an orderly account. I love the Gospel of Luke because of its emphasis on outsiders, on the people who were on the margins, like women and the poor and the Samaritan. And some of the most famous parables are in the book of Luke, like the Good Samaritan or the Prodigal Son. And so as we move through the book of Luke together, I pray that the Lord would give us a fresh vision for who He is as we read His Word. The title in the NIRV is Luke Writes an Orderly Report. Many people have attempted to write about the things that have taken place among us. Reports of these things were handed down to us. There were people who saw these things for themselves from the beginning. They saw them and then passed the word on. With this in mind, I myself have carefully looked into everything from the beginning. So I also decided to write down an orderly report of exactly what happened. I am doing this for you, most excellent Theophilus. I want you to know that the things you have been taught are true. Our final passage today is Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 16. If you find honey, eat just enough. If you eat too much of it, you will throw up. That just kind of made me laugh. I'm sure in the NIV it says something a little more sophisticated, but it makes sense, and it translates to young readers that everything needs to be done in moderation. Honey is good, but it can make you sick if you eat too much. So that's some very practical wisdom for us today. Thank you so much for joining me as we have read God's Word together. I want to go back through each passage and just reflect a little bit on what we read. First, we started with our memory verse, I'm the vine, you are the branches. That's just reminding us to stay connected to the Lord so that we might have a fruitful life. Then in John 17, we read about Jesus praying for us that we might be strengthened and protected through His name. And the purpose of our protection was for unity in the church. And so, Lord, we pray for that unity. Then we moved over to Luke. We're going to start that gospel together. And Luke is addressing, do you remember the guy's name? Theophilus, that's right. And he wants to give an orderly account of everything that the people have heard. It's so valuable to learn the truth about Jesus. And so this approach really bolsters our confidence in God's word. And then finally, the proverb, which teaches us the value of moderation. We love honey, but too much of anything is not a good thing. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word and the varied things that we learn from it today. Most of all, we ask that you would help us to abide in you, and that we would cling to you, and that everything that comes from our mouth would be from you. Help us, Lord, to put on the words of Christ, the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for praying on our behalf in John 17, and even now as you're seated at the right hand of God the Father. Help us to be a people who trust in you. We thank you that this resurrection day we can meet together, either in person or via live stream. We pray for protection for those who are away on vacation this weekend. Pray your blessings upon them. Help them to enjoy your goodness. And Father, bring us all back together, we pray, next week as we seek you in your word together. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.